Right now, some, what was the tease? Special talk?
Yeah, this is, yeah, some special talk. You know, since this is Thanksgiving, do we have any Thanksgiving music in there? That'd be nice. Yeah, just some sort of pleasant music. I figure what we'd do is have Killer Kellison, who is producing today. Go ahead and hit that Thanksgiving music.
We're working on it.
There we go. Thought we'd have Killer read his special Thanksgiving essay that he wrote for us.
This is the holiday season.
We assigned him.
This is where you're supposed to be nice to your fellow man.
Tell us all about Thanksgiving.
What are you doing to Killer?
Did you type this at home and bring it with you? Because it looks like a classic typewriter print.
That's the beginning of your essay? I'm just yelling at the audience about typewriters?
I'm yelling at the author.
Okay. Go ahead. Killer Kellison with his famous...
Just a Thanksgiving Day presentation?
It needs to be more subdued music than this, like Charlie Brown Christmas.
I was going
to
say, I feel like Charlie Brown on Thanksgivings.
Okay.
Thanksgiving is one of America's most treasured holidays and traditions. While there are some constants in the way we observe the day, it can mean different things to different people. The American Thanksgiving holiday began as a feast in the early days of the American colonies. Almost 400 years ago, in 1620, a boat filled with more than 100 people sailed across the Atlantic Ocean from England to settle in the New World. This religious group had begun to question the beliefs of the Church of England, and they wanted to separate from it.
Uh-oh.
The Dirty Pilgrim settled in what is now the state of Massachusetts, pronounced Massachusetts.
Pronounced?
You thought he would mispronounce one of those two words, but not the one he did.
And their first winter in the New World was different, difficult. And their first winter in the New World was different, difficult. They had arrived too late to grow any crops, and without fresh food, half the colonists died from diseases which they contracted on the voyage from England in the ship they had.
Contracted.
The following spring, the Iroquois Indians befriended the filthy pilgrims and taught them how to grow some corn, something the colonists never had done before. They showed them some other crops to grow in the unfamiliar soil of hunting and fishing in the autumnal season of 1621.
How many timeouts did they get?
Plentiful crops of corn, barley, beans, and pumpkins were harvested. The colonists had much to be thankful for, so that a feast was planned. They invited the local Indian chief and 90 Indians. The Indians brought deer and roast with the turkeys and other wild game offered by the colonists. The colonists had learned how to cook cranberries and different kinds of corn and squash dishes from the stinking Indians. In following years, many of the original horny colonists celebrated the autumn harvest with a feast of thanks. After the United States became an independent country, Congress recommended one yearly day for a Thanksgiving for the whole nation to celebrate. George Washington suggested the date of November 26 as Thanksgiving Day. And then in 1863, at the end of the long Civil War, Abraham Lincoln asked all Americans to set aside the last Thursday in November as Thanksgiving.
Did you trip up on Thanksgiving?
Well, he was tongue-tied. He didn't have to read a lot.
That was
beautiful. You know what? Your essay was actually pretty good.
Was it?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, you had some facts in there. You know,
Filthy Pilgrims?
Gave us a little history. Yeah, you didn't have to be so insulting to the pilgrims and the horny
Indians.
Colonists. But I thought you did pretty well.
And can I see the script just a minute? There's one sentence in particular that I didn't quite get.
Yeah, he messed up about five times in one sentence.
I think you did great, Killer. I enjoyed your Thanksgiving story.
In my defense, my typing was not well.
Oh, my gosh.
I had some typos and grammar issues, and it translated well.
Leave you alone now.
I have failed.
All right, Craig, did you find what
Yeah, I just
you
want
confusing?
I want you to read this
Take
again.
Take another pass at it.
I didn't quite get it the first time.
They showed them some other crops to grow in the unfamiliar soil of alkalinity. How do you say that word?
You have to say it yourself.
Alkalinity? Yeah. The unfamiliar soil of alkalinity and how to hunting and fishing in the optimal seasoning of 1621. Plentiful crops of corn, barley, beans, and pumpkins were harvested. I honestly, in my life, have never seen that word, alkalinity.
Alkalinity, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Soil makeup.
No, don't apologize. You're doing
fine.
No,
you did great.
You really did a really good job.
I mean, I've never seen it yet. I typed it out here, obviously, so. I didn't really pay attention to my research.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully the kids were able to kind of, you know, work through some of the language barrier and learn something about this holiday, because there were some great historical notes in there.
Kids, we have a guest lecturer today for Thanksgiving. Well, thank you. The great killer.
That was beautiful.
Jason Kellison reading his special
when
Thanksgiving
When Kat told
essay.
You that you're going to have to produce this show, did you say, maybe
here's
the
bad
middays?
Thing. I'm the one who signed myself to do this? Yeah,
you
to take this
beating.
You
can't finish the sentence. There you go.
All right, killer. Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Yay. You too, George.